the top guy wire on a 500 footer was broken. So myself and another guy, we rigged out a guy line, and I hooked it onto my hip, and then he stood at the bottom of the tower, and I said goodbye to him because I didn't know if I would be back, because it's pretty scary climbing a broken tower.
Just standing at the base of a 500-foot radio tower and looking up makes me nervous. I can't imagine having to climb it, especially when it's broken. But that's exactly what TWR's Tim McElhaney had to do when he served as a tower rigger at TWR's transmitting site on Bonaire. I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. So, Tim, take us back to that day on Bonaire in 1989.
I got a call, it was Thanksgiving Day U.S., because they don't celebrate that on the island, that said, you need to come down to the site because it looks like one of the guy wires is broken. So we went down there, and sure enough, the top guy wire on a 500-footer was broken. It was leaning over about 6 feet from center. So myself and another guy, we rigged out a guy line, and I hooked it onto my hip, and then he stood at the bottom of the tower, and I said goodbye to him, because I didn't know if I would be back, because it's pretty scary climbing a broken tower. I got up there to the ninth guy level. There were 10 guy levels. The clevis that holds the other guy wire on the tower was broken and hanging open. So I had to rig that up. And then when we got there, I got the guy wire attached, climbed back down. We had a celebration. And during that time, there were some ladies who had just recently been on the island who were praying. And they were just had a sense in their mind that God wanted them to pray specifically for the guys on the towers. And they were from Jamaica, and they prayed for that very instant when I was on the towers. God protected me.
Oh, Lord, thank you for protecting Tim, and please protect all of our tower riggers today. Amen. To learn more about TWR's work on Bonaire, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.